Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 121 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and we're going to talk about gold making, obviously. And welcome back to the show. If you're following along live on Twitch, then make sure you post any questions that you'd like me to hear me talk about in chat, and I'll answer them towards the end of the show. Obviously, I won't be reading as we go. The podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. So I'm going to start by talking a little bit about what's going on with the game right now. So I think I opened the wrong script here. This week we have the Battle Pet event, which is a little bit interesting. So, I mean, if you're interested in that, then you can utilize the opportunity to quickly level up your battle pets to 25. So if you're someone who's into pet battling and into that whole side of the game, then now is certainly the time to level up some pets efficiently to 25 and selling them for more money than level ones, usually. Outside of that, we're still in the Love is in the Air event is still live, so there's still time to utilize that. You can buy the Swift Lovebird mount, which can be traded on the auction house, obviously. You can also farm it if you're interested in that, and this is usually the cheapest time of the year to stock up on that. We also have patch 9.0.5 is available on the PTR. So, I don't think we'll see much in terms of impactful gold making changes, but this is still early days for the PTR cycle, so we'll probably see more changes. I've not looked deeply. It seems like mostly they're focusing on tuning. So far, at least, that's what all of the websites are focusing on, and I haven't had time to really plunge into the data mining information. But I haven't caught any like major implications for gold making or resources. I mean, it's going to be, of course, gearing is going to change, which might have an impact on the desirability of BOEs, for instance, where you can now a little bit more consistently get item level gear that's in between like heroic and mythic, or even fill out your slots if you're mostly raiding heroic. There are armor slots that you can, for instance, only get from Denathrius from the raid. And getting those up to 220 and getting everything else to 220 if you do Keystone Master is obviously going to lead to a decrease in the viability or desirability of at least heroic item level BOEs. Outside of that, I'm uncertain if we'll see any major changes. So I thought we'd go into this week's discussion point now. And what I'm going to talk about this week is something that actually was posted a little while ago on the WoW Economy Reddit, where there's a wide range of quality of both questions and discussion. But this question, I think, is very interesting to talk about, because the topic was something like, how on earth are you guys making millions of gold? And this guy, what he said was, I've been trying to get into gold making, and I just have no clue how to start. I've been told to do professions while herbs are down on my server and it's too much time for such a low price. I've tried skinning, and while I do say I like it, it's not very worth it either. What can I do to try and start? I'm not sure where to go or what to do to get more experience and start making gold. So obviously this is essentially just like, how do you make gold? Which there are, the answer is both very long and very short. You sell useful items, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was a little bit about like the practicality of actually making millions. What goes into making millions, and what sort of effort do you have to put in, and what sort of methods? How do you scale to that level? What do you have to do to get to where you can make millions? I'm not going to mention too much in terms of specific markets, because I write about that all day. Or not all day, but I write about that a ton on the blog, and I have guides for so many different markets. And we'll go into why I have guides for so many different markets, because that's actually an important part of this. But first things first, there is just no substitute for time investment. I mean, obviously I'm the lazy gold maker and I like to focus on lazy gold making, but you can't get away from the fact that every profitable gold making method in the game requires you to spend time and effort. You need to be willing to invest both time and effort. Obviously, I try to find ways to keep my time and effort investment as low as humanly possible, so I can spend more of my time in-game or more of my gaming time on other things as well. I don't want to just farm for gold or just look at crafting professions or just look at the auction house UI, because I really like playing WoW. I like doing all of the other activities available as well. So that's sort of my approach. Now, if you want to make millions by just farming, which is where this guy was coming from, like he's been doing herbalism and skinning, you will obviously have to just spend a lot of time. Farming is the same gold per hour, every hour you spend. So if you find some farm that's like 50,000 gold per hour, which I think is a good farming spot right now, should give you about that, then farm for 20 hours and you'll have made 1 million gold. That's not particularly hard outside of being motivated to farm for 20 hours, which I'm sure many people won't be. I know I wouldn't bother doing that unless I for some reason absolutely had to. So that's obviously one way, but that's not my way. If you want to focus on professions and flipping, and when I say professions, I always talk about crafting, mean crafting professions, not the gathering professions. You can make your gold much more time efficiently, but you will be limited by the amount of gold you have significantly. So what I've found during the last couple of years is that usually when you're doing crafting and flipping in terms of steady state markets that you can repeat on a weekly, daily basis, I find that the profit margin is between 20 and 50%. So you'll be making somewhere in that range for... That was, a little bit unfortunate. See if we can edit that out. It's not important. So if you just have 100,000 gold, then you can invest that in something, some items, materials, and you can reasonably make back 120,000 to 150,000 gold when you sell it, which would leave you with 20,000 to 50,000 gold in profit. Obviously, the time requirement to craft 100,000 worth of materials, turn that into finished items, that's not going to take you hours and hours unless you craft like vendor shuffles or something like that. And that's obviously significantly less than farming for 50,000 gold per hour. If you spent an hour doing that crafting, turning 100,000 gold into finished items worth 150,000 gold, then that would give you 50,000 gold per hour. Now, let's say you have 1 million gold available to invest, and you're making 20 to 50% profit as well. You're now making 200 to 500,000 gold profit once all the items sell. And then you scale that up to another 10x. So now you have 10 million gold available to invest in items. What happens then? Well, you're making 2 to 5 million gold in profit once you sell all of those, assuming you still stay in the 20 to 50% range. So that's the general idea. Like, how do you make millions? Well, to make millions, in most cases, you already have to have millions. The key is to scale up gradually. Every time you make more gold and have more gold available to invest, you're going to be able to make more gold over the next 48 hours of posting on the auction house, or the next 24 hours, or however long you post your auctions. And that's real. That really is the key. Scale up the value of your items. Or you can also scale up the speed of your sales. This is the other approach. Because if you can sell an item right away for 20% profit and then just buy more materials and craft the same item again, and then sell it within an hour, and then do the same thing over and over and over again, your gold will very quickly start scaling upwards. Or you can go wide by being in a load of different markets, which is going to be slower on any specific realm or any specific market, because you won't be reposting constantly. That's going to be a little bit slower at the beginning, but it has a different effort profile. Obviously, the first approach here with the just reposting or trying to get the sale very quickly. This is like the very typical approach in for people doing one high volume market on one realm. So someone that's doing alchemy on a very high pop realm, they'll be usually following this approach because it's the best for that specific market and realm combination. So what they'll be doing, they'll be buying materials constantly, always just buying in bulk whenever it's cheap, and they'll be crafting flasks and potions all day and just sitting at the auction house, reposting, canceling, relisting, canceling, relisting. And if you babysit it hard enough, like, you can literally make millions in a day. If you're starting from scratch, it's gonna you probably won't, but if you have like 2 million at the beginning of the day and you can just reinvest that in materials all day and it's the reset day, you can make a lot of gold. But it does require you to spend a lot of time on the auction house as well, so this is not something I personally do. I go for the wide approach, which I mentioned. I have many realms. I'm on 10 right now. And I post between 50 and 300 items on each realm, and I just post them for 24 hours, and then I go to the next realm. The only thing I'll ever cancel scan is I'll do a couple of cancel scans on my main realm where I do crafting, and I'll cancel scan base legendaries on reset days, like 5 or 6 times. And that's it. Now, because of this, I typically only sell 1 to 10 items per realm per repost cycle. Which is just like one 24-hour period, essentially, or 48-hour period. But since I'm on so many items or so many different realms, it all stacks up. And on all of these realms, I'm in many different markets with high-value items. I do battle pets. I have a lot of the BFA world drop mounts. I have island expedition gear that's selling for incredible amounts of gold. I have BOEs that I'm flipping. Not as profitable this expansion. But what that means is that on most of my realms, I typically have auctions posted for somewhere between 2 and 5 million gold. So then if I just sell 10% of my auctions, that's probably 1 million gold. I rarely sell that much because most of my items are even slower selling than that. But if I was trying to do this on one realm, it would be impossible. I wouldn't be able to even spend my gold efficiently. So what this means is that I can essentially spend about an hour every time I want to repost. And I can even do a little bit of shopping if I want to. And then I'll be going through all of my 10 realms. And with that, I can make enough gold that I pay for 2 accounts on EU using tokens, and I've been doing that since Legion. And I'm currently sitting at about 20 million gold. So that's like one case study of how you do this. So the keyword is scaling. That's how people make millions. They don't make millions farming callous hides. That's what you do to start out, because you need capital. And then you need to spend time and effort, either reposting or establishing yourself on multiple realms or in multiple different markets on one realm. You need to find ways of getting your items that you're going to sell, whether that means farming, finding people to farm for you, or just running shopping scans as often as you can to look for materials when they're cheap and buying up large quantities then. And all of these things, the more gold you have on hand, the more efficient you can be. Like, definitely, the more gold you have, the easier it is to make gold. Because you can take advantage. Like, you can take advantage of the one day where suddenly there's 5 times as much callous hides available for lower than your market value, and you can just buy up a huge amount and just chuck them in your bank, and you can now undercut people for 2 to 3 weeks with your cheap materials potentially. So all of these little factors means that you just have to focus on scaling. Find ways to get more items, more different items, or items that you can sell faster. Through cancel scanning, through reposting, through just camping the auction house. And those are the kinds of ways that that's how you get to millions. You can do that with many different items. The items doesn't matter that much. Whether it's cosmetic items, crafted items, consumables, gear, as long as it's something that other people are willing to buy, something that makes them either look cool or be powerful, then it's going to work. There are people making millions in markets that I personally wouldn't touch, because I don't, for me, they don't work. And there are markets that that I'm making millions on that other people don't like. And it's interesting because Jack is in chat now. And one of my realms I got from him, Jack the Dipper, from Dipping into Gold on the Auction House podcast. So he was in stream one day, and he had a realm that he didn't want to be on anymore. So I he just sold me all of his stuff there for like a battle pet that we traded. And I've been having a lot of success on that realm. A lot of success. I've been selling tons of battle pets. And he hated that realm. But my approach apparently works. His didn't. And that's just how it is. Things are different from realm to realm, from market to market. So what works for me might not work for you. So you always just have to find your markets. And the specific markets never matter too much. As long as it's useful items and you're finding ways to get them cheaply and sell them for more than you can get them for, then you'll be making money and you'll be very, very happy. All right, so that was what I wanted to talk about that. So now I'm going to take some questions. I have one lined up. So if you have any questions, the people who are here live, then hit me up in chat right now, and I'll be taking a related question I got from one of my patrons. And this one is obviously one of the most common questions you can get. Besides gathering and tokens, how can you get seed money? Obviously, your choice is going to be farming. But there are a lot of things you can farm. Gathering professions can be really good. And for those, I would typically suggest either skinning or herbalism right now. Although callicides are on the downtrend, I still think they're one of the more worthwhile materials to farm for. You can do old raids for raw gold. Just you vendor all of the epics you get, and you can get a decent chunk of raw gold, and you can get some transmog for yourself. You can farm various old dungeons for transmog, particularly some vanilla level dungeon. There's some pretty well-known farms there, such as Uldaman and Ankirash. Then there's the various 2x4 hyperspawn farming methods that you can do in Shadowlands zones, for instance. You can farm BOEs from raids, particularly if you have a well-geared main. You might be able to get into mythic BOE trash farms, and they can be very profitable. The only common theme is that it's farming. You'll have to spend some time and effort. And if you want to get away from farming, which you probably won't if you're looking for seed money, you want to start investing your gold, and you want to start investing all of your gold as much as possible. So that's sort of how you get started. And then you just want to build on the scaling ladder, or sort of like expand out or increase your speed. Those are like the ways to scale your income and your gold totals. So Jack has a little bit of a question in chat as well. I see it's becoming a trend flipping on multiple servers. You're seeing this as well and think this will become bigger? Yeah, I do think it's just a natural trend of gold making becoming more popular. And then people will take the same journey that I did, for instance, where I was following other high-level gold makers and seeing what they were doing on Twitter or on Reddit and finding out what they're doing. And many of them are active on multiple realms because it's a very efficient way of scaling. As long as you don't care about just having gold on one realm, then it's really good to be on multiple realms. It's a huge efficiency advantage over just being on one realm in terms of increasing your total amount of gold. So I think it just reflects that more people are going to do it, because it's the end game of gold making. And the higher you get on like multiple, the more gold you have on the more realms, even more opportunities open up. You have stuff like lending gold to high level mythic guilds, like guilds like Limit, Complexity Limit. They will be borrowing gold to prepare for progression, where you can make something like 10 to 30% interest on your loans. Which is obviously something you can do if you have a lot of capital, and those guilds are quite reputable. I'm sure some of the EU guilds are doing the same thing. There's gold trading services for people looking to move gold from realm to realm, maybe because they want to snag up items on low pop realms on the black market auction house. There's a whole new world that opens up when you have gold on multiple realms. So I think as gold making just continues to become more popular, more and more people will get better at it and get into the end game. And that is, can I get rich on more than one realm after they've gotten rich on one? Like, okay, what's the next frontier? Make a second gold cap on my current realm or make a gold cap on a new realm? I'd say the second one is more interesting for many people. It certainly was more attractive to me personally. So yeah, guys, that's going to be it for the episode. Thank you all for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, then do leave a like down below if you're watching this on YouTube, and come by thelazygoldmaker.com to read more about gold making. Goodbye, guys, and have a very profitable week.